WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Tonight's the night. Vice President Harris and former President Trump face off in Philadelphia in their only scheduled debate.
Donald Trump and Kamala Harris have never met before. Trump broke with tradition and skipped the 2021 inauguration. Trump has taken part in 6 general election debates prior to this one. Harris has appeared at just 1 against then-Vice President Mike Pence. Trump's aides say their man will aim to tie Harris to what they call the disasters of the Biden era, such as inflation, immigration, and the Israel-Hamas war.
ABC Stephen Portnoy, the debate at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC. Abortion will be an issue in the election. The Associated Press reports Florida state troopers have been showing up at the homes of voters, questioning them about their signing a petition to get an abortion rights amendment on
the ballot.
Economy, another issue.
The
government says gas prices dropped another 5 cents on average last week. Now 59 cents lower than last year at this time.
55.
This is ABC News.
Sunny and warm Wednesday and 85.
She cut one of the most popular country music albums this year.
Friday, partly cloudy and still
being shut out of the genre's biggest award show.
At the CMA Awards nominations, Morgan Wallen is the leading nominee with 7 nods. His I Had Some Help partner Post Malone snagged 4. Significant because this year Malone made his first country album, but also making her first country album and shut out at the CMA Awards. Not one nomination for Beyoncé's Cowboy Carter album and its song, even though the album spent 4 weeks atop the Billboard Top Country Albums chart, making her the first black woman to do that. Jason Williams and ABC News.
In addition to James Earl Jones' passing, we also learned of the death of Edward B. Johnson. As a CIA officer, he traveled to Iran with a colleague in 1979 to rescue 6 U.S. diplomats who fled the Tehran embassy takeover, a mission dramatized in the 2012 Oscar-winning Fargo. The CIA says Johnson died late last month after a bout with pneumonia. Edward B. Johnson was 81. Richard Cantu.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person alive. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are heroes. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Princeton Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Nightlight P12.
Today is U.S. Bowling League Day. I am not in a bowling league. I think that would actually be kind of fun. I mean, I do like to bowl,
but bowling is going on tonight.
I do have the bowling. In case the game breaks out, I'm ready. Because I was raised, I'm a street bowler, Chris. I'm ready. In case the game breaks out, it could happen.
Nightlight P12. Weeknight from 6 to 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime.
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Fritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Carrie Bell reports.
Yes, no doubt. The poll by
Sunday, it will be the Green Bay Packers taking on the Indianapolis Colts as each team seeks its first victory. Wisconsin football plays Alabama this week, and head coach Pete Prickle says that they're the best program in college football.
So,
Packers at 11 a.m. Saturday. And tonight, the Brewers begin a six-game road trip in San Francisco. On the shoulders, we'll be I'm Jimmy Cusker for Civic Media Sports.
Them long johns
radio
on the
for
line.
You and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Lonnie Price, mostly clear and light winds here in the overnight as temperatures tumble to around 50 degrees at daybreak. On your Tuesday, mostly sunny skies, increasing south winds up around 15 miles per hour. Ice top out in the 80s, currently 49 degrees.
On the next Nightline, I welcome author and comedian Roger Rittenhouse, who will discuss his new book, Big Tex. Tim Sowers from the Overture Center in Madison drops by to discuss their upcoming sleep.
Nightline with Peach Wamba, weeknights from 6 to 8.
Tell about Junior and his baseball
team. News from the center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Peach Wamba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who considers a silver medal a participation award, Peach Wamba.
Yes.
I'm talking about lifestyle.
Either way, great to have you with us on this Monday night as we kick off the new week. What do you have Friday off? What happened there? How'd it go?
Well, it turned out to be a bad week.
Because you took Friday off to celebrate your beloved Packers who were playing in Brazil.
Yep.
And I did the show for a moment. So I had a third guest, John Lennon. I told him for like 7 to 5. No, he didn't. We had a lot of fun. We had Dom. This is our first show. We're Dom Salvia. Dom Salvia show. That's exciting, too.
I mean, it sucks is that we could have won that game easily. You know, we got two turnovers in the first quarter, back-to-back drives, and then we couldn't score. So that was a shame.
And love decent news, though, but we're going to get into this game, right?
Yeah.
I think Packer Band had a really good game.
He had a collarbone. Broke his collarbone, but we had a really good backup in that play.
What a great game. He had like 25 million bucks or something.
I wasn't worried what happened. No. It's going to be a couple tough games. It would be hilarious if when he faced the Titans, we have Ryan Tannehill. Last year, were their quarterbacks.
Willis is not a rookie.
No, I think he's in his third season now. Girlfriend. But it'd be hilarious if we beat the Titans with their quarterback.
But I think it's good luck for quarterbacks to wear the Packers. I always say good quarterback to be the one thing.
The last in line, but I will.
Rodgers didn't have a series injury.
that is, you know, if you look at the safety stairs and stuff like that, we really see the pop.
Yeah.
That one, you can kind of see it. That was really great for the desolation. About three to four weeks, tops, I believe, so.
So it was a good night off, but you watched the Philly fan.
Yeah. Well,
not seeing your money.
See Jordan Love get injured.
Yeah.
I wanted to see him go on that last drive, obviously.
Sure.
But yeah.
That was a tall order anyway, but.
And then we put a backup in there. I wasn't expecting anything.
Might as well look at me. So anyway, we got a great show tonight. Greg Liena is here at 6:35. Greg is the creator of the Meet the Parents franchise. He made an independent film, which they turned into.
Simple as my mama said when I was very young.
They made.
She told me not to worry, son. One day you'll be someone.
So, but Greg here will be here to talk about 21, his loaded ass stage coach shotgun. I'm sorry, mama. Please don't look at me. Selling stuff, which has been fun. Great guy to write with. We always had a blast. And we're still trying to sell.
Yeah, when I got to Oklahoma, I was 17. My papa taught me how to work the Lord, he was me.
And
working all day in that August heat. And he taught me how to fish, my uncle taught me how to drink.
Greg will tell us where we can see. That's coming up at 6:35. And then author.
Well, I went to California and I had me a band. And we played in all the bars and all the southern lands. Played all night and we drank for free. All of my boys and me.
Process, though. His new book as well. So, fun show.
Now I'm 23.
Oh, okay.
I've never seen it.
Somebody was on the show and said, "Oh, you have to see Sully." I've never seen it. So our question tonight is, what's a movie you can't believe you haven't seen?
Well, I had a girl love me the whole damn time. And I drank my whiskey and she drank wine. Soon my bottle was too much to drink.
Sometimes when there's big hype around a movie, and he doesn't see it opening weekend, he just won't see it.
Yeah, we see it on the river and we fish all day.
That's kind of what happens when you
let the radio.
So that's her question. What's
7 damn years I never thought she'd leave.
One of mine would be Sully. You can let us know at 855-753-4845.
Let us know on the text line.
So on their promotional CD-ROM, the two faces on the box were me and Adam Sandler, which was fun at the time. I was like, oh, that's really nice. Thank you. You know, and some people were kind of and,
simple as my mama said when I was very young.
And they see it and they go,
she told
hey, Dad,
me
what
not
happened?
To worry, son. One day
I'm like,
you'll
be
someone.
He was already
someone.
A huge star. They just threw me a bone because they liked
here
me.
I am
so
at
it's a pretty
21.
Cool thing. Sandler's had an incredible career. Very nice guy. What is your favorite
sorry, mama,
movie, Conrad? Of
please don't
have you seen Mom? Or is that one of your movies that got away?
Okay, I don't really have a favorite, but I will tell you my least favorite of his movies.
Okay.
And I rewatched it today because it was like, okay.
The longer you listen, the more songs you hear. Not just a few select songs over and over.
I listen morning, noon, and night.
It's great listening on Country and Community, WRCO-FM 100.9.
Adam Sandler plays Sandy Wexler, who is like an
if you're gonna
manager
play in Texas,
in Hollywood,
you gotta have
like
a fiddle in the band.
Oh,
that
yeah.
Lead guitar is hot, but not
it was
far
it was a remake of
Broadway.
Woody Allen.
Oh,
I remember down in Houston, we were putting on a show.
But
when a cowboy in the back stood up and yelled,
"He is to me."
He said, "We love what you're doing. Boys, don't get us wrong. There's just something missing in your song."
If you're
going to play in Texas, you got to have a fiddle in the band. That lead guitar is hot, but not for Louisiana man.
And,
so rosin up that bowl for faded love and let's all dance. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band.
And Eric Thompson, and the show was cool. I had to get sick. And he recognized Jimmy, because Jimmy has a very popular podcast.
So we dusted off our boots and put our cowboy hats on straight.
So when I got home,
them Texans raised the roof when Jeff opened up his cage. You say y'all all want a two-step. You say you want a do-si-do.
If you haven't seen Modern Family,
here's a fiddling song before we go.
Sophia Vergara is hilarious.
If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. That lead guitar is hot, but not for Louisiana man. So rosin up that bowl for faded love and let's all dance. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band.
All right, so that's our question tonight. Let me know, what's a movie you can't believe you haven't seen? 855-755-7575-7575-7575. Certificate of victory for coming in.
Slow ruins everything. So why not pay less for fast? U.S. Cellular's home internet gives you the speed you need for just $39.99 per month when bundled with a wireless plan with a 3-year price lock guarantee. Get fast 5G home internet made simple. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
Ditch that cable and lock in your home internet rate at $39.99 per month for 3 full years. Visit your local U.S. Cellular store in Richland Center, Spring Green, and Burlwood. English Prairie Distilling. Located in Uptown Muscatine at 124 North Wisconsin Avenue. They are creating and procuring a unique blend of craft spirits that reflect
this
the Driftless region
the center,
and the
WRC.
People in it. Our tasting room is a testament to
hey
craft
there.
Cocktails.
It's Carrie Joy
our
with
mixologists
your
have a stable of amazing
channel,
standard drinks, and every
Kleeman,
week we offer unique mixtures that will have you saying, I'd
person.
Like another.
We
if
talked
you're
about
looking
how to
for a special night out
anxiety,
for your birthday, anniversary, special
really
gatherings,
helpful.
Or you're just
she
touring the Driftless area, you found your spot. Come to English Prairie Distilling Company in Muscatine and be ready
I mean,
for a
if
treat.
If we set aside some time to think about and manage our money, it lets our brain stop worrying about
looking
money
for the best
all
in
the
shoes
time.
And clothing?
For example,
look no
I have
further
a
than Mr. G's
myself,
Shoes and Clothing in Richland Center.
Anxiety,
Mr. G's has it all. From stylish
finances.
Outfits to durable
if
work
you don't already,
boots. Whatever
set
you need,
and keep
Mr.
That
G's
money
has you covered. Visit them today at 140 Richland Square or give them a call at 647-3543. Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing, where quality meets style.
For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Until next time, care.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Your
listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Questions watching Jaws. Like, there's so many weird things about that. And remember, we showed or we played Richard Jenny's bit?
Yeah.
That Jaws 3, the family moves to Florida to get away with the shark. The shark has beat the jet to Florida. Coming after the family.
To fly.
Great answers keep coming.
Midnight train.
Yes.
Is okay. So people can't see me, is that correct?
I'm on Facebook, we can go on YouTube or Twitter or
else. Oh, I'm asking because I have a spot on my shirt. I wore this shirt to the AFO Sputnik Festival.
So and, when time goes crawling
by. Of the satellite? No. That is fascinating. I mean, the fact that the Russian satellite loses a piece and crashes in Manitowoc, Wisconsin, in front of the park. Are you kidding me? It's nuts. So that was interesting. No, I've had a taste for like some type of Asian food, Thai, Chinese, whatever, for like a month. And I was so hungry after Sputnik Fest from all the judging. Judging takes it out of me. I always work with it. But anyway, so I went to Panda Express. I got like the 3-entree meal, which is about the best food you can get when you're hungry. But I dropped a piece of the orange chicken on my shirt. No one saw me. I gave that shit. Like, really? Never spilled food? First of all, I was eating like I just got out of a POW camp. I was starving. And that was probably what she was saying. Yeah, she was judging me. Both at Panda Express, both at the same point in life, at this moment. You have to shake your head. Forgot about the budget. All right, so James Earl Jones passed away today. I don't know. Let's do Meet the Parents first. Let's do Greg's clip. Greg Dana is here at 6:30. His indie film, Meet the Parents, shot for 50 grand. Brilliant movie. So funny.
silence of a
and here is a clip.
What
is this the clip we had 5 months ago, too?
That's a great
clip. Okay, so this Greg meeting his fiance's in-laws.
And as I wonder really where you are, I'm so lonely.
I've always prided myself on being able to provide my family a very nice home.
We're going to have a lovely home, too, Daddy.
Having a family means being responsible with life. You agree with me? Oh, yes, sir.
You call me up. You ain't even got to say a single word. I already know. It's been one of those days, honey. Something's got you stirred up. Weighing down like an anchor that you got to drag around.
President Trump face off in Philadelphia in their only scheduled debate.
Donald Trump and Kamala Harris have never met before. Trump broke the tradition and skipped the 2021 inauguration. Trump has taken part in 6 general election debates prior to this one. Harris has appeared at just 1 against then-Vice President Mike Pence. Trump's aides say their man will aid Ty Harris to what they call the disasters of the Biden era, which is inflation, immigration, and the Israel-Hamas war.
ABC Stephen Portnoy, the debate at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC. Abortion will be an issue in the election. The Associated Press reports Florida state troopers have been showing up at the homes of voters, questioning them about their signing a petition to get an abortion rights amendment on the ballot. Economy, another issue. The government says gas prices dropped another 5 cents on average last week, now 59 cents lower than last year at this time. This is ABC News.
More news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Some Wisconsin-raised eggs are subject to illegal. Here's Savannah Tropicals.
The Salmonella outbreak has gotten more than 60 people sick. And Centers for Disease Control and Prevention staff say these eggs came from a Wisconsin farm. Officials say they're from Milo's Poultry Farm in Bonduelle, that's north of Green Bay. The cartons were sold in Wisconsin, Illinois, and Michigan under the labels Milo's Poultry Farm or Kane's Fresh Market. I'm Savannah Tropicals.
Democrats are literally going to new heights to one of us here's founders. Fine. Airplanes pulled banners on college football games here in Wisconsin and in other swing states on Saturday. Donald Trump denies having a direct connection to Project 25, but he's embraced some of his key ideas, like eliminating the federal budget for education. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. Eminem fans, take note, the rapper will open the Video Music Awards. Eminem was nominated for 8 awards. On his last VMA appearance, he shared the stage with Snoop Dogg in 2022. The last time he opened the VMAs was 2010. Deadline reports that if Eminem wins even one of his 8 nominations, that would make him the most decorated male video music award artist in history. He has a total of 67 nominations, which is second only to Madonna. The Video Music Awards will be broadcast Wednesday, September 11th at 7 p.m. Central on the MTV Network. There is nothing like a good snubbing. This year's Country Music Awards, Morgan Wallen leads the field with 7 nominations. Called I Had Some Help, on which he collaborated with Post Malone. Notably absent from the CMA nominees was Beyonce for her album Cowboy Carter. Cowboy Carter was number one in the country charts for 4 weeks. The 58th annual CMA Awards will air November 20th on ABC. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlife with me, Peach Waba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 82 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 56. Tomorrow, sunshine, 85. But on Thursday, mostly sunny and warmer with a high near 88. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
We got married in a
Nightlife with Pete Schwabba.
Today's U.S. Bowling League Day.
I am not in a bowling league.
I think that would actually be kind of fun.
Oh, yeah.
You like to bowl?
But bowling shirt going on tonight.
I do have a bowling shirt. In case the game breaks out, I'm ready.
I'm going to
I was raised.
Around.
I'm a street bowler, Chris. I'm ready in case the game breaks out.
Jackson.
It could happen.
Nightlife with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I learned patience from my adopted dad. All he had to say was,
hey, you got this. Just breathe. Hey. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
And I'm going to snowball, Jackson.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. Imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Everybody join us next time as Tuesday. That means what's grinding our gears. We'll ask you a what's worse and so much more. Join us.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
You're
listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back. I would like to extend a shout out to my son, who was an absolute treasure.
And I'll be waiting
process. He's going to tell us about his new book. But right now, I'm very excited to welcome back friend of mine, movies with.
We're sold some
of Jackson. Creator of the
Ain't Never Coming Back.
Hey, Greg. So for those listening, Greg would come over to my apartment, and we would write when we both lived in L.A., and Joe was like 6 months, and my wife is a teacher.
That was cool.
Huh?
That was cool. That was cool.
So in order to be able to focus on what we were working on, I didn't understand. It was like maybe Mozart, maybe Beethoven or something. We were sitting there trying to write. But we get distracted by all the shapes and images on the TV because the music comes over.
Start one,
but
throw the last punch.
I'm good.
Hit them hard enough so they don't get up.
That's so cool. I know you, early to rise, make some talk about moving back to wealthy. You did a lot of planning. I shake my head in LA, and you said,
say your prayers, cause life ain't fair, it's never gonna be. Chicks dig guitars, tattoos and scars, trucks and cars, don't run on dreams. You can count on one hand, the things you can count on.
I want to ask you, before we jump into this, James Earl Jones, do you have a favorite James Earl Jones role?
You know, he's one of those guys, a great actor, and just was in so many movies.
Time flew fast, just like he said. It's kind of crazy. I got a baby across the hall, sleeping in his bed, praying prayers and never thought I'd pray back, saying things I never thought I'd say last. Man, if my old man, he could see me now, shake his head and laugh and see what's right about it. Taxes, the world moves fast. Money and time, and don't go on dreams. Make your bed and say your prayers. Cause life ain't fair, it's never going to be. Chicks, guitars, tattoos, and scars, trucks, and cars. Don't run on dreams. So,
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
today.
Choosing an insurance policy can be stressful, so don't choose a policy. Choose a partner. Richards Insurance Agency and Rockford Mutual Insurance will guide you through the process of selecting the coverage that is right for you. We hope you never need to file a claim, but if you do, rest assured you will be well taken care of. For all your farm and business insurance needs, contact Richards Insurance Agency at 585-2137. Rockford Mutual Insurance, helping individuals and families during their time of need for nearly 125 years.
Gelenic Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
That's interesting.
Yeah, some people think that, some people don't. You know, depends on your taste.
I will say one of my favorite.
So much, it
this is the, one of my favorite memories of living in LA. You and I have a story about the show. This one I met Chevy Chase. You and I went to a meeting at the Zucker Brothers.
You,
you said in the middle of the movie, or in the middle of the meeting, you said they loved you my movie.
So much it hurts.
Surpasses 100.
Everybody tells me what a flirt you are.
They won't understand any of what you're saying. All they see there is dollars.
If that's all you are. But only you and I know what we're reaching for. And darling, I'm just reaching out to love you.
Okay, who will be there for that?
Love you so much.
And
if you do me wrong,
the girl who wrote,
I love you so much it hurts.
It's coming out in December, I think you said, and Fair Manor Press. But it's a story of I'll Meet the Parents went from this little, it started with a 5-minute short, actually, and ended up in Hollywood Blockbuster.
Rumors are flying, yes, they're everywhere.
I didn't write it, I read it, I was just impressed.
And there's an uneasy feeling I feel in the air.
I want to get the book, too, because I want to.
But I've heard it said what you don't know won't hurt
you. Because it's a great story, and where you got the money.
Well, I don't
want to
know.
I don't know if it's a great story, but I made a short film. Peter Sellers' movie, The Party. Because in that movie, the entire plot is he goes to a party. You know, he's an Indian extra or whatever, and he goes to a party, and that's the whole plot. He just ruins this Hollywood party.
Love,
and I thought, why couldn't I just do a guy going to meet his parents, and that's the whole movie. It's just falling apart with his parents. So I became friends with Andy Phillips on the stand-up comedy circuit. We both have a love of silent comedy and Chaplin. I told him I had this idea for a possible expanded feature, and he said, well, that could be really funny. Why don't you write it? And if I like it, I'll put some money. So I went to my friend Ruth, and I she ran into plays and wrote the script in like under a month, I think. It was not a long time. And Emo funded it and it got me a
put a negative spin on something to put money in your pockets for 30 years.
Well, I mean, it's, you know, fine distribution at the time. I mean, did that, there wasn't all that sort of mess. So we ended up, Steven Soderbergh saw it, and he ended up taking it into Universal, and he called me up. He said, of course, a year later, you know, you get Guy, can you make it more like Meet the Parents? And more recruiting. Well, Ford's looking for Meet the Parents. But before Meet the Parents, nobody wanted it.
We had Tom Lennon was on the show about 3 weeks ago. He told me some funny guy things. But I told him the one we were in the meeting, one of the producers said, and I don't want to say his name, but he said, in the other scene where you have to get the bad guy.
I can do this whole story to it.
Radio Network.
Pacific Media app. You're listening to News from the Center, WRC.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Pacific Media.
I thought of this because I hadn't seen Sully in a drop today in 2016. Greg, do you have a movie you can't believe?
I'm trying to think. Yeah, I know there are. Oh my God.
I always need to write them down because I hear it. I'm like, oh my God, I gotta watch that. And then I just forget them.
I've seen most of the big ones.
I can't believe it's really me telling you goodbye.
We'll circle back. Greg Lana is here. He's the creator. What is it?
I saw Sully.
Oh, you did see Sully. Someone just recently told me it was great. That's how Hanks. He's really coming into his right. What's that?
That was Clint Eastwood,
right? Oh, I don't know. I know it's Tom Hanks. It's in the acting. I didn't know that. All right. Go ahead and Google.
It is Clint Eastwood.
All right, so Greg, before we get to the book, I have to ask you, because listening to you complain about Meet the Parents, even though it is a good thing, and I know you acknowledge it, it has always cracked me up. It's like you're this lovable curmudgeon about this great film, and you got screwed over. So I think that's part of the reason that you're upset about that. There's no question you got screwed over. But before we talk about that,
haven't you, in your experience, remember God?
They ruined a guy. Yeah.
That was a great script. It's like,
no question. And Greg and I have sold a few scripts together, only one of which got made, a guy thing. And it has funny moments. But you're right, there were too many cooks in the kitchen. Everybody wanted to make a great film, but they all had different views of comedy or what should stay and what should go. And that's how, in my opinion, the writer. Those are the most successful comics. Fairly rough. Carol Green, Woody Allen, Albert Brooks.
The one who's upset. You know, Emo had a famous joke. Emo Phillips put the money up for it. He said, yeah, I know how Indians felt. They sold Manhattan for beans.
And now the time's
come for me. But I'm positive next to him, you know, because he was like complaining. And I said, Emo, when I went to him and I said, $30,000 to make this movie. You'll get all your money back, plus you'll make $30,000. He would have been thrilled.
Yeah.
It's only when you know that you're making $500,000.
So let's talk about that process, Greg, that whole process. Steven Soderbergh saw it, took it to Universal, got me, Jay Roach saw it, you got Ben Stiller, Robert Niro. What would you do differently? I mean, it was all out of your control once you sold it. What would you have happened?
Well, I would have, A, gotten the rights to this and there's an arbitration at the Writers Guild, and, you know, a lot of stuff that's in this book, I didn't even know before I walked out. This writer, I don't want to mention his name, was going to be very happy with this book.
I wish I didn't
love you. You know, the thing is, when Steven Soderbergh, they flew us, Mary Ruth and I, to New York, and we developed it with him. And we did two drafts, and they kind of, the Writers Guild ignored those two drafts, like they didn't happen. The guy who did the rewrite for the first draft, they consider his draft the first draft. And I don't know how they can do that. And you know, I touched you different than my movie.
With soft words, I whispered your name.
Gas station guy, Mr. Boyfriend, Mr. Wonderful. So we really kind of got screwed by the writer.
Remember in the story too that other writer who will be talked about in the book took your name off the script and just handed it in with only his name on it. That's against Writers Guild regulation or rules.
my eyes.
He actually, I found out in his book, went to the arbitration and tried to say all these drafts they did were just the movie.
They were just what?
Transcripts. That there was nothing different.
I had your love on the tip of
my. It's weird, too, because we have a mutual friend who's kind of friends with that guy. Knows the whole story and he doesn't approve of it. And they're not tight, but he goes to stuff and he's there and he's like always in the back of my mind. I'm like,
but I lay.
Well, Laura wrote a book or am I? Somebody.
So, what is the name of the book, Greg, and when does it hit the shelves?
Beneath the Parent's Story, the true and terrible story of how an independent film spawned a $1 billion franchise.
It's
a long, long way from the tip.
Yeah. So it's Laura Enright. What and when does it hit December, you said?
She told me December, yeah.
Okay.
Meet the Parents.
Okay. I always love when they put the company out. It's like nobody's ever bought a book because of the public Harper's, you know, it's like from the studio that brought you. Nobody cares. Nobody cares about the studio that made the film. Let me ask you this. What do you like about the studio version of your film? You got to find something that you really liked.
You know, I didn't hate it. I didn't dislike it. It's just that, like, why do you keep the...
In my T-shirt, in my ride, running circles in my mind, couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl. You took the single out of my life. Now I can't wait to see you tonight. In my CJC, messing with my review. No, I don't feel like me. Girl, if I ain't got you. In my T-shirt.
Myself.
If it's up to me, there'd never be
Greg,
nobody else in that blue beach chair by my side. The sun don't even want to be there. Girl, if you ain't the one in my T-shirt, in my ride, running circles in my mind, couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl in that picture in my pocket, on my cell phone when I lock it. It's all you.
From the center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.